Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Park Woodall, chair of the Bucket Bash Committee with HCI Hospice Care Services, about the Bucket Bash and fundraising for those in hospice.
Just tell us a little bit about the Bucket Bash. When is it? What is it? Why should we come out?
Well, first of all, the Bucket Bash is fun. It's both fundraising, F-U-N, and it's also fund, F-U-N-D, raising. It's actually for the HCI Foundation, and the purpose of it is to help patients in their requests and wishes as they are patients and as their families are. So it's just a fun event. It's September 18th, Sunday evening, 4:30 to 6:30, and there's several things that are different this year. One is that for the first time ever, it's been around for six times, and we're inviting the public to this. So it's open to the public. It's going to be downtown Knoxville at Teresa Mott's School of Dance, corner of 2nd and Robinson, and we're going to be both inside the building and outside the building. There'll be a large tent on 2nd Street, just lots of fun planned. We therefore have raised our goals for this to about 150 people. And so the public is invited. Get your ticket before September 12th. It's $25. After that, it's $35. And for that, you get delicious food prepared by our volunteers. We have entertainment, live music planned. There's a chance to get some buckets. And buckets are our fundraising mechanism. About 30 buckets. They're each worth about $100. Two of the special buckets are Iowa State fan-centered. They will have autographed items and materials from Coach Fromm. And the other bucket will have the same type of thing from Coach Campbell. So that's our special buckets. There'll be about 30 of those. You'll receive some tickets when you enter to do that, and you can buy more tickets. It's by chance, so no one can just run away with the thing. Another fundraising effort is our Super Duper this year. It is a special auction item. It is sponsored, first of all, by Iowa State Savings Bank, Weidler Industries, and KNIA-KRLS. And it is an all-inclusive trip to Las Vegas. If for some reason someone doesn't want to go there, they can go somewhere else. All the funds that are allocated for that can go elsewhere. There's also an Iowa Weekend Getaway, and Rick Van Donsler will be the auctioneer. So that kind of completes the fundraising part.
You know, a lot of times when people are doing this sort of fundraising activity and they're donating money, it's just good to have an idea, you know, what will that actually go for? What does that help accomplish?
Well, for example, what the foundation provides funds for is a wide variety of things. One time it went to a family to take the immediate family to a Cubs game. So that family went up to Chicago to the game. Another time it provided heating bill money. And another example is simply where the family wanted a certain brand of fried chicken. They wanted Cherry Cokes, and they wanted it in a park. HCI Foundation and staff got together, made all those things happen. And, of course, there's many more examples. With each family, there's a different wish or a different need, and that's kind of the whole focus of us. I should mention our planning committee is really working hard on this. First of all, we have the support of staff, Robin Falsgraf in the foundation role, Trish Worrell in the volunteer role, and as I said, I'm the chair. I'm a former advisory board chair, and also on the committee are T. Walden Williams, who is the current advisory board vice chair. We also have Linda Shin, Luann Beard, Jason and Lily Masdom, and Diane Cushman. So we're the core planning group, but this involves many volunteers. We each have a team and responsibility. For example, Lily is working with the food, and we'll see what she comes up with.
What is important about the work that HCI does from your perspective? Why should people donate to this? What do you think is important about it?
It can create memories. What I see us and those who help HCI is we work for and with living to one's fullest, both for the HCI patients and their families. They all gain. And it's just a good feeling to be helpful, add to someone's day.
Thanks again to Park Woodall. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.